Hello, I'm Matt Presti, cosmologist, musician, and philosopher. Welcome to Knowing the Creator 101. For many years now, I have been actively exploring the rarest of all human experiences, cosmic consciousness or divine illumination. Having done comparative studies on various religions, philosophies, reincarnation, shamanic journeys, and near-death experiences, I have uncovered a golden thread which unites these stories into a much greater understanding of their cause. The basic premise of this golden thread is that mind itself is causal. Therefore, matter is a purposeful effect of this vast, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent mind. Materialists will, of course, argue that matter is causal and mind an effect, which is demonstrated by the pursuit of materialist science, searching endlessly for a God particle it will never find. In this series, I will be sharing the powerful realizations which have come from my pursuit of understanding this golden thread that weaves its way through countless illumination stories, near-death experiences, and everyday realizations. Once you learn to correctly perceive the actuality of this golden thread, you cannot help but notice the backward, faulty, misguided pursuits of such fields as quantum physics, particle physics, Big Bang cosmogonies, and other guessing games played in the shadows of the senses that forever chain one to exploring this universe from the outside in, as opposed to knowing this universe from the inside out. This series will present the inside-out view of this universal construct from those who have penetrated the illusion experientially. Using technology and imagination, we can now know what has been up until now a complete mystery. To begin with, we must immediately clarify the usage of names to denote the universal one. In the eyes of an illuminate, these varying words convey the same experiential concept, which ultimately is wordless: the one universal mind of the Creator. So what is the true nature of the universal one? Outside of one's own direct experience, the answer to this question becomes one of great difficulty. The illumined individuals who have attempted to give us an answer to this question often say in their attempt that it is better to behold and experience the answer for oneself as opposed to telling us verbally or in writing. Yet the direct inspiration transferred in the sharing of this attempt, of this unique experience, has given rise to the world's great religions, the flowering of poetry, the melodies of great musical compositions, imaginative architecture, paintings, sculptings, incredibly inspiring films, artful expressions, and similar media the world over. In seemingly every racial and cultural construct, even under tribal settings, there have been those who are able to penetrate the veil of illusion, or Maya, and thus communicate their story to others through word, deed, and action. Whenever we communicate, we are simply telling a story to each other. All verbal expression is the telling of one story or another, be it a new story or a story of an event in one's life. Well, this story is the story of the Creator, constructed from the most illuminated individuals ever to walk this planet. This is the story of mankind's attempt to understand what the Creator is and how it relates to man himself. With that, let us step into the mind of the Universal One. As we look around inside the God mind, using our senses alone, we cannot find a point of beginning nor a point of ending. That's because there isn't one. Here within the one universal mind of the Creator lies all infinite and endless potential. Every possibility of life, motion, and form rests within this source of all power and all knowing. This is the abode of the kingdom of heaven within man. Within each and every one of us, this is the omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent source of all creation. All knowledge exists here. It can be ours for the asking. The difference in the power to express this knowledge in any man is the recognition of this light inside of him. Those who express this knowledge of the light become supreme over other men. The divinity of any man is equal to his expression of the light of love within him. The power of any man is the measure of desire to express his divinity. The greatness of any man is the measure of his ability to express love in his human relations. This is the blueprint for cosmic humanity now dawning. This is the logical next stage for humanity, which will see cosmic consciousness eventually become a permanent faculty in mankind as we transition from living a bodily existence outwardly toward the senses to a mind existence inwardly toward the soul. Just the awareness of these two directions of thinking is unknown to the majority of humanity. It is this awareness of the light within man himself that will enable us to utilize new knowledge for solutions to old problems. Indeed, this abode of the Universal One centers every moving cell and ring, plant or tree, planet or star, unto the great galaxies of the universe. Each and every illuminate has conveyed this timeless wisdom to their fellow men, though barely anyone could understand it. Well, now we can understand it. We must understand it if we are to save ourselves from our own destruction. Ignorance of the one law of balance is no excuse. To the degree of mankind's ignorance of this one law is to the degree he will be broken by it. So what are some of the processes of entering this abode of the Universal One? For thousands of years, meditation has been a staple, especially of Eastern philosophical modalities. In many Western methodologies, prayer is synonymous with meditation, although it has become mired in materialistic desires and self-serving interests. Prayer and meditation, defined correctly in a more scientific sense, means holding a communion with the God mind. In other words, these processes could be considered a conference between your soul and the universal soul. It is well to expound upon this point further with a demonstration of what the light of universal mind appears to be while in that rare state. In the classical definition of the illumination experience, the two lobes of the brain electrically short circuit, causing a severance of the mind from the sensations of the body. The resulting flash and entrance into the realm of mind knowing takes place. This also happens at the moment of death in all cases, and is factually supported by the countless near-death experiences on record. One moment you are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling the world around you. The next, you have just been catapulted into a timeless state of being that is ecstatic in every sense of the word, thus making the body feel as if it were far away and running only on instinct. This is the crossing over of the bridge between man and God. If we consider the universal one's true nature as being ecstasy alone, then we realize it is nothing at all like the man-made religious or localized sense-based multitudinous definitions of God. The words omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence describe very well the nature of the universal one. In the still white magnetic light of mind, there exists only one emotion which has no opposite. Ecstasy is that one emotion. Many illuminates have repeatedly said that the experience of nirvana, ecstasy, and Brahmic bliss is all there is in true actuality. So we must come to recognize and understand God's thinking as being only ecstasy, incapable of anger, wrath, compassion or sorrow, jealousy or vengeance. When one knows God's one principle as love and love alone, one may then understand the natural ecstatic state of our Creator. Man's attempt to localize God in some part of space, a mountain or garden, is a very lowly attempt to personalize such immensity as only the word omnipresence can describe. In saying God is everything in motion, one fails again to understand that what is in motion is but a reflection of God's knowing expressed in waves of God's thinking in action. One may search for all eternity to find Leonardo da Vinci within the paint on the canvas of the Mona Lisa, but our knowing tells us that the painting is but a created body of the mind of the artist, just as a symphony is but a created body of the mind of the composer. All created bodies are but simulations of the mind which created them. Pantheism is the belief that all matter substance in the universe is God itself, but this is not in line with the views of most illuminates, for the mind of any creator is not bound to its manifestation and form. For instance, Lao Tzu, the Chinese spiritual illuminate, said, "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders." And also, "Be still, stillness reveals the secrets of eternity." This is in chorus with Psalm 46:10, which states, "Be still and know that I am God." We have the quote, "Nothing in all creation is so like God as stillness," from the mystic Meister Eckhart. Poet Hermann Hesse wrote, "Within you there is a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself." A Taoist proverb states very well that we cannot see our reflection in running water. It is only in still water that we can see. And finally, Walter Russell wrote, "That which is God never becomes matter." So knowing what mind actually is allows one to know that ecstatic state of illumined humanity. This actuality is not perceivable by the body-confined recorders of electrical vibrations, which we call the senses. Like love, it can only be known. It truly is the felt presence of actuality, or the golden flux thread of deep inner awareness that is greatly different and unique when compared to the senses. I know we've covered a lot of ground with the concepts that we presented today, using the words and expressions of illuminates who have come before us. Finding the golden thread that weaves these experiences together will help us to unfold our own inner vision and inner insight into the nature of the Creator. This concludes our first episode of Knowing the Creator 101. Stay tuned for more to come. I'm Matt Presti. Until next time.